Both federal and state charges were filed against McGee almost a year ago. The state trial before Milwaukee County Judge Dennis Maroney is getting underway. During jury interviews, Maroney spelled out the long list of allegations against the former alderman.
Which I will refresh you is making a false statement to an elected official, false campaign finance report, conspiracy to commit election bribery, election bribery, election bribery, criminal contempt, and criminal contempt.
Another court already ruled that one jury will hear one set of related charges and another jury will hear the second set. The fact that McGee was kept behind bars so long without bail, including during his unsuccessful re-election campaign this spring, has led some people to claim that the criminal justice system is unfairly targeting McGee. The former alderman was partly known for his criticism of other government officials and the police. Doris Jude Porter is the aunt of Frank Jude, who McGee backed during Jude's successful battle over a police beating. Porter says the upcoming trial is an important civil rights matter.
Civil rights perspective, discriminatory practices, okay? He did not receive bail. He'd been in jail ever since last year. High bail, no bail, for a crime that criminals since he'd been in have gotten off of.
About 15 people are in the courtroom supporting McGee. Earlier Monday, he changed his mind and decided not to plead guilty to one of the criminal contempt charges. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.